It's one of the most chashuv days that a Yid has. Adam, it's called Yom HaKippurim. It's from state Yom HaKippurim. Kippur. Yom Kippur is similar to Purim. Yom HaKippurim. How we call Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is called HaKippurim. It's almost like Purim. It's almost like Purim. Yom Kippur is almost like Purim. So, mi nitle b'mi, kop nitle b'gop. The small day is like the choshev day. So this is Yom HaKippurim. It's almost like Purim. Almost like Purim. The Bahamas, Moshe Rabbeinu went down from Har Sinai in Yom HaKippurim. This was the end of the Nasi and Nishma. The Gemara says, Medor Rabbe L'Raise, that the first Kabbalah Satera was missing something. The Pchino from Kofa Aleim Har Kigigis. And Hodar Kiblu Abimei HaChashverosh. The second Kabbalah Satera that Klal Yisrael happened, it happened to Klal Yisrael, it was Purim, Layudim HaYisroiro, V'simcho V'sasim V'yiko, Oiro Zutoiro. Layudim HaYisroiro Zutoiro. This is bad simple. Now, Purim is our avoider to get to Purim. If a person doesn't work on himself, and doesn't prepare himself, to the avoider of Purim. So when Purim comes, there's kimat no way to catch on to the Purim. The Purim passes through and he loses the whole thing. If a person wants to have a tefisa in Purim, he has to have avoider to know for what he's getting ready. And I'm saying it first, Baruch Nias. And second of all, begashmias. If a person really wants to be happy at Purim, not every year, so in the song, it's well down, Hashem created people with needs. A person needs happiness, seriousness, light, heavy. And we have the Yomim Tovim that everyone has. We have Tisha B'Av, we have Purim, we have Yom HaKippurim, we have Rosh Hashanah, we have Zman Simchoseinu, Zman Chiruseinu. And the Neshama needs all these tkufas. And the Neshama needs the outlight of Purim. But it needs it in the right way, in the right proportion, and the right setting. A person that prepares himself, Purim comes, he's beaming, he's happy. If not, he tries. You see sometimes people are pouring, they drink, they jump. You know, you want to cry, sometimes they cry also, yeah? So never, you see how he's not happy, he's trying, he's jumping, he's trying. He's almost like, you know, he's trying to be happy. You know, it's like these guys that don't know, you know, Benazmali, they try to get happy, they try to climb mountains, they go up and down, climb. You know, because he needs to do something, Benazmali. Never, if not, if the Benazmali passes away, he'll feel terrible. Yeah? A guy that is full, since Benazmali, he learns in Gemara, and he feels so good. It's not a Nebuch. The Nebuch is the guy that if he has to go on the way to Switzerland here, and the way to Wien here, and the way to. If not, he doesn't. Nebuch, he like, feels that. Maybe he will die, or he'll get a nervous breakdown. Yeah, but in a kind of, in a gewisse Maß. The same thing in Purim. The same thing you see guys when 2 weeks before they buy a hat and a socks and a shoe, a face, yeah, a nose. They get ready. Again, Nebuch. He needs to be happy in Purim, you know. He's a baby yet, and he remembers. I'm not blaming him. The baby says, "Good idea, he will buy the hat." Remember, if he has a funny hat, he feels good. If he has a funny nose, he feels good. This is what he knows. I feel bad. Nebuch. The Bacher asks me to buy, I say, for sure, buy. If not, you'll not be happy. There's no deal to be sad for. But we have to avoid it. I'll say, I don't want to try to avoid it. comes Purim, it doesn't work out, go back to the gospel, no problem. Go back to the gospel. It's made for some people. I love him. Yeah. You love him sometimes, you have big kids. So I want to speak a little bit, to start to speak. This week, the next week we speak. But the avodah of Purim. The first part, we know we drink wine in Purim. Mishnah's Be'ayim, Chayav Inish Be'Besume Be'Purayim. What is the Indian to drink wine? And we drink wine in Purim, Shikotzach in Purim, Amor, Mishkamor. We drink wine. It's more than when a person drinks wine, and then a better bottle of wine comes in. זה הלוך הימי כתוי והמית. כתוי והמית is the most beautiful ברוכה that a Jewish person could do. התוי והמית. It's nice to chat, but nice to Madonna on that. התוי והמית. You would ask me where to attack in that ברוכה, I would say, you make סיום השעס. ברוך אתה השם, התוי והמית. That בשמק, if finishing שעס, I think would pass the ברוכה for התוי והמית. Chazal say you drink a bottle of wine, and a better bottle comes in. Ah, toy v'amidim. Eat chocolate, they bring a Swiss chocolate. Ah, toy v'amidim. It's a post there, yeah? Guy drink a bottle of wine, now they bought $100 bottle. Wow. Ah, toy v'amidim. Then they bring a bottle of 200. Go to toy v'amidim. Toy v'amidim, for a shkikul alamazim. So Taisa says in Pesach, he says in Pesach, Halach. Taisa says that the Takana Toiv Amid, it wasn't because a Muslim, and a Rugi Beisar, that the Gemara says that the blood was going there, and they killed them, and it went, and it watered all the fields with the grapes, and the grapes became much better. So that was Nefesh, the Takana Toiv Amid. So we know a Toiv Amid, the Broch Revis, because a Muslim, the Gemara says, Keneged a Rugi Beisar. And also, I tell you, but let me get this to be here and different issues. Let me get this to be here and different. So I heard it was a Givaldi Kibbot. He said it more, I heard it was a Givaldi Kibbot. Solomon. A person will go to France, to the place that they make the best wine in the world. But this person never saw how they make wine. He mismanaged the God's 11. But he's going to a trip to France, and he comes to the place where they make the best wine. He comes to the fields, and he sees big grapes, heavy grape, like 4 kilo, like 4 or 5 pounds, one grape. That reminds the grapes that the Agri bought. France, how many grapes? Wow. Sell them for a lot of money. Looks on them. He sees the workers come. He cut them. They put them in a big pit. The guy puts big boots and he starts to jump. French, where should go? I don't believe it was French, where should go? Now I see it. You don't touch, they would have grape juice. He waits. No, they leave it till it starts to get sour. Says, put it in the fridge. Bugs start to fly at us. I mean, go, sugar. He said, because they have vinegar, you know, they can make it, it's a price for them. No. It gets sour, he waits, they put it in big barrels. He said, because they have wine, or no? They have a special machine, and it takes it under the ground, and they sign it not to open for 100 years. And in my country, they bury people. Here they bury wine. He leaves French. Toy Mishugoy. Someone comes to us. I have to explain it. It's a process of doing wine. This company is really 400 years. They have the best wine, the best whiskey, every bottle. They cost hundreds of dollars. As they gave us, we put it down as old wine. And this every year they do it. And they take out the old wine. That's not prices. So, you know, that's your kasha. So, I will take you now to the trip in Switzerland. And you will see that. you'll also think the Meshugayim?
No.
How's it going? Maybe in the middle of the truth you'll forget a second, you'll think the Meshugayim, and then someone will have to remind you. Or right away you will not think that the Meshugayim. Right away! It doesn't make tomorrow right! Yeah. Ah, Kashi Meshugayim? And this Meshugayim, the good wife. Every morning you want to Meshugayim, this Meshugayim, and this Meshugayim. Meshugayim, this Meshugayim, this Meshugayim. Wine is the only product, or the most, not the only product in the world that comes to the world great. Shiva samim. But wheat doesn't come great. When you eat the wheat, you make adobo, you don't make. You make sha'ab, because it's sachita. Why? It's not the rachilosu. It comes better. The grapes are faulty, they're ready. You spoil them, you step them, you process them, and the end they become better. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Hatoyv VeHameitiv. Hatoyv VeHameitiv. Where we see it in grapes. It takes time. It's a process. Over the Bashefer is Hatoyv VeHameitiv. Not every time we understand. Megillas Esther was the same thing. Esther was taken to Beis HaMelech. It's a terrible example. But Hashem planned everything. Let me give you a little bit first shortcut, then we'll go back long. Every day when Haman became bigger, people were very upset, right? It's not Gishmak. Got more power and more power and more power. Wow, wow, wow. Lemaise, Vayitan Melech has based Haman le Mordechai. You start with that day, Mordechai was so sorry. Why Melech didn't make Haman bigger? Mordechai would get much more, right? That's a shame. That anyway, Haman didn't do nothing. Chutz from scaring people, Haman did something. It's Nishkina Mitzrayim that he put us inside the building, the little kids. Haman didn't do nothing. He scared, nothing happened, yeah? The guys said, "I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him." Now, the more he would be, now Luyitzer, he would plan to chop the into pieces. Lomazanim, he would chop the almonds. Yeah, when everything what he wanted to do to us was done to him, everything that he had went to Mordechai. It's nothing bad. Now, not only that, Mordechai made Xavier. What would happen if Haman would not make the Gzeir? And Mordechai would not make the Tfilas? Allah says, Kosav le'abdom was a Gzeir she'ochlu misudosei shel HaChashveirosh. Now I want to go make a Tfilas. Look at Tzir, we would be in Zman Haman. We would be very upset with Mordechai. Why? It was as soon as HaChashveirosh, yeah, the Hechsher deer was much better for the David Tzir, there was no shaila about it. Or was a tefillah that people went to Eden? This was a tefillah. Yidden could go to Eden in such a place. It was a tefillah. Klal Yisrael mechuyev chuma because of that. Ay, Rabbonim were dear. Choshev Rabbonim come from America to Eden. All the Rabbonim came dear also. There was only one frum guy that said, you're not allowed to Eden. Yeah? Then his name was Mordechai. Today is different. Yeah? Say that. Then Mordechai didn't eat dear and he claimed. And everyone was upset with him. The Melech made a gezeira that everyone has to mishtach to him. Mordechai decided that's frumka, you're not allowed to. Mordechai said the Mises was allowed to tell him. Because Be'etzem, the people were mishtach to Haman, not to the Getchen. Haman hanged the Getchen. Now the king didn't say to him mishtach to the Getchen. The king said to mishtach to Haman. So the Mises, if you would be mishtach to Haman, you would not be over on the gezeira. As another Eitzel Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you can lay on the floor before he comes. As another Eitzel, you just stand in a different street. Upon the house. Mordechai went there and standing in a phrase like this. And not only, Leikom Veloizom. So Haman would not be, no. Haman decided, who is this guy? I have to kill him. Find out from what nation he is, I will kill all of his nation. If it's Chinese, we'll kill all the Chinese. Yeah? Let's go out of there. Yeah? If it will be India, it will be India. If it will be, put me a Jewish. You know what? Let me kill the Jewish. That's just to say, Hamanu, who's Mordechai, yeah, they had all. But he pretended, no Shaykh is still, I hate Yidden. But they didn't say, I hate Yidden. Who is Mordechai? We'll start up with his kibbutzim. They came over to Mordechai and told him, Mordechai, to be stopped. Because of you flunkite, the king wants to kill us. So Mordechai, the only way to say is now that everyone will die, everyone will fast, because the gzeira on you, Klal Yisrael, you're bad people. And if you don't do tshuva, it'll be terrible. We'll go to Mordechai, we love him. It's Meshuva. You started up. You're teasing this guy. Now when it's Xavier, you say it's because of we ate him that they didn't have and the Surah Zachashmeirish. What Chazal tell us, it's good for killed. Was Xavier and Klal Yisrael because the Mishtach will tell him, be made in Mechav Metzah, because the man of the Suda was Klei Mikdash, because the Ech Shalom Shalom Shalom. Mordechai was Moisa Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. Because Haman wanted to kill everyone with Mordechai, and Mordechai had a schus to be saved because he was Moisa Nefesh, so he was outside the Gzeire, he saved everyone. Ki im Mizera Yehudi Mordechai Kasher Achiloiso Lipoy Lefonov. And what happened? Gabriel, Asher also Haman, Le Mordechai Asher Dibur Teiv Al HaMelech, Vayeinu Tluon. The Melech got angry at Haman. For all the Yidden, the Melech also was happy. But I'll say, Chashverosh is Eli Yom. Yeah. Oh, but he started up with Mordechai, and Mordechai, the Melech, and the hell likes, so everyone was saved to Mordechai. So for Klal Yisrael, it looked the whole time bad. Oh, but this was the Atzole of Klal Yisrael. The first thing, for a person to become besimcha and to become close to Hashem, and this is the avodah of Purim, to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a toy ve'ameitiv. Is a toy ve'ameitiv. Is a toy ve'ameitiv. Famous story, he said, when I was a kid, I was a yosef. And his mother was crying, he was crying near his mother's bed, she was about to die. She told him, Moishaneh, why are you crying? Mahimele. So Moishaneh told him, Mameh, you don't remember 2 weeks ago? I said Kaddish on my father. You're going to pass in a couple hours. You're going to pass in a couple hours. I'm a kid. We don't have a house. We don't have cousins. I'll be put up somewhere. He asks me why I'm crying. She tells him, Moishale, why are you crying? I said, Ma, I told you 2 weeks ago. I said Kaddish on Ta. 2 or 3 hours I'll be saying Kaddish on you. I'm the only one in the world from the family. We don't own this house, we don't own nothing. I don't know where I'll be. She told him, Moshe, but you remember you made Kiddush for me, Shabbos. We had a white tablecloth, and we had a becher, and your hands were shaking. Remember that curse? He says, yeah. She told him, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Kel Mole Rachamim. Like the cup was full with rachamim, he's mole rachamim. If you shake it, it spills all over. Just shake it. Don't worry, Moshe. And she died. It's a famous story. I'm not going now to the protein. We don't understand. Chazal say, if a person wants to have the Kabbalah Satoyim, Me'ahava, what Klal Yisrael learned, that Hashem loves them. And everything is for good. But what they learned in Purim time was, even when Klal Yisrael was down, and they ate the Surah Achashverosh, And the Mishtachu Nehono. And the Mishtachu Netzelo, Netzelo Bimei Nebuchad Netzah. But Hashem, even this man, the Gzeiris of Homon, that it's made to the Tshuva, the Yeshua is there. Not the Pshat, and if something bad will happen, he has a way quickly to help. Behind the door, it's there. Behind the door, it's there. Just you have to look at it. You have to look at it. It doesn't mean that in life you see it the whole time. Believe me, there's more times that you don't see it than you do see it. But if you decide, I made a chasana last week, you should be careful that to come. Shabbos Shabbos, a lot of guests from Chutzlaretz, my in-laws are from Chutzlaretz, different people. So how we'll do it, we'll take the shul, you know, there's a hole in the shul. We'll find apartments. It's a bit hard, you know, for me, she told the chasana finishes, we're to put all the guests. You know, we're simple people, we want to do it in the neighborhood. And so, you know, maybe we'll not do it in the neighborhood, we'll take like a school somewhere, you know, when the shul goes away, you know, for Shabbos, and we'll take a place. So we have to be a place that the Eyyub is kosher, not that two people from Yeshiva decide that it's a Eyyub, you know. Because you really have an Eyyub and a real Sefatei and a real that. I found one place, I went down to check it, I made up with them everything. So I wanted to give them a check, down payment. No, why you think of a check, you know? Maybe you'll change your mind. Well, what do you want? Tell us, you know. If someone else will come, we'll call you. Everything was super. I rented apartments in the place was not big enough, so in the little village, I rented already some apartments in the village. I got more guests. A month ago, they called me up and they had that strike of all the workers. So they also lost the workers, but they're not doing the Shabbos anymore. I said, how you could do it? So we never gave a check, we had to write the cancer. I'm still called over 200 times. Back and forth. I called the Menayal, I called the Achoy, I called the sponsor, I called the owner of the place. So I decided to check what happened in the shul. The shul told me, no, we heard a rumor that you're trying to do somewhere else, so we gave the whole of the shul to someone else. Even if you want, you can't come back. So I don't know what to do. It's 2 weeks before Shabbos. Every place in the world that I call, everything is booked. So then I found a place. La'achar ma'isa, Shabbos, I realized that was the only place that could work out. And then it was a lot of people, 150 people came for Shabbos. All the other places never fit. Poom was a very nice weather there, so it was on the ocean. It worked out. Everything worked out, mamish. So I realized I'm trying 200 times to push. I punish now. And now every day let the school to me say yes. I did more than Mishtavas. I spent Mishtavas 20 hours to get that place. From Shemasech, huh? Small one, yeah? But a killer for sure. But no, nothing will work. Hashem has a plan for me. I think it's bad, it's good. The Avoido, when you come to Purim, and this is the Sia Avoido to get in Purim, is to understand Hashem brings us to this world to work on ourselves to become a better person. And in the end, everything is good. And when you dream the one and you think of these machshavas, it's no bad. It's no bad. You read this in the Megillah, it's no bad. Nothing bad happened in the Megillah. It's not like Mitzrayim, Eichon. It's nothing bad. It's a story of a scare that never happened. The whole story. The only one that is killed is Vashti, Nishnagir. The only one that suffers in the Megillah is Vashti. And Bikta Veselish. Three people are killed in the Megillah. Then Haman and kids and Chulim. But not everyone is good. And so now it happens a period of years. This is the Ahava that Hashem likes us. So, the Tchilas Ha'avoido, about the next week, I want to speak of Maisis Ha'avoido, learning and that to get the Kabbalah Sateiru. But that Emuna, when Klal Yisrael lived that Emuna, and this is Mishnichnas Odo Marbim Besimcho, this is the Avoido of this whole Chodesh. To be Mizboinen, Hashem loves me. I know, it's things that I don't understand. And it's things that we talk and not understand. And I'm not saying that we understand everything. And there's a lot that we don't understand. I'm saying it clear. There's a lot that we don't understand. But this is the avodah of Purim. This is the tchilas avodah of Purim. If a person manages, so this foreign state, I'll just use this chelik with that. You drink wine, what wine does, it makes you high. Dainu, you forget, it's like a kind of drug, yeah? You forget about the bad, you're only happy. Because Be'etzim, if you believe that Hashem loves you, and everything is for good, we said it a couple of times, I think I said earlier, the Talmud, the famous story of the Talmud of the Ramban. And the Ramban told him, when you come up to the Shemayim, I want to tell you, the way you do, you go up, left, right, there's a Malach, and I want to tell you, and you know, they say this, they say this, and then I have a couple of kashas on that logo. So you could go and ask the Rebbe Shemayim, and come back and tell me in the dream. Talmud was sick, he was young, he was nifter. After a year, he came back to the Ramban. But Rebbe, before a year, they didn't give me permission to go down to this world. The first thing you told me was exactly how you described it back and forth. Mamash Azay is in the Shemayim. Megabi, your questions. So Rambam already. I want to tell you, when you come upstairs, the Sinishkin Kasha, can you start with the Terence? Sinishkin Kasha with the Terence. There's no Kashas. Every bad mood, every bad understanding of Tasius, every lack of Cheshit, everything, there's no Kashas. Why to him it's working out, for me it's not. It's no, he told him, there's nothing more to explain. I can't give you Tirutzim when things are so clear. When things are so clear, there's nothing more to explain. Se bichlal nishkin kasha. The avodah of Purim is, at least for the moments of Purim, to get to the machshava, like I said, when you go to France and you see the process of doing wine, it's not like you have to answer, yeah, they're not stupid, they are good, yeah. Se bichlal nishkin kasha. This is the way the Ribbon Hashem with us. So this is not your roots in why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Sinishken kasha. And life is different kufas. And avada we have to think about why Hashem does that we all feel. It's different kufas in life. But the kufa of these 2 weeks to Purim is to live. I'm saying that, I don't mean it. You know, to feel like the nach feeling, yeah? I'm not saying, but from the richtige platz. Full simcha. It's no bad. It's not. It's bad and it's good. So we take the wine that is symbolize that. So we do an albacoisis, that is misama the nest, we drink the wine. So we take that wine and we drink till taki we forget the chesbonos. So the avoda till Purim is the das, to come to that akora, Purim. The mitzvotes that we didn't manage, we wash them out completely. We are completely happy. There's nothing more to be sad about. Just we really can't get there. Forget. And I said the person that is really besume, that is very happy, he doesn't have to drink a lot. When someone's very excited, a little bit wine already makes him enough happy. Guys, never thought you need to drink a lot to forget about his problem. I want to tell you, it's not a lot hard. But if you misbehave a little bit, every day a little bit, and you prepare yourself, it's the first hachon for Purim. You will have the right machshon. You will manage to connect to the Purim. The Purim will be a different Purim. You will have what to be happy. Hashem loves me. Hashem takes care. Hashem takes care. Haman comes in the middle of the night to the king. He reads, we have to do something to Mordechai. So they say, what to do? Haman is here. What do you think all the Jewish people that were in the king's house say? Oh, Melech Mordechai. The king already wanted to do something. He fell down in the hands of Haman. But it was Tung Vagel that Haman would give an idea and Haman would. Again, every step looked at as the worstest thing happened, and it was the best. The only thing is sitting there, oh, the king wants to give me a favor. My best enemy came and took it over. But in a minute it was that Haman said an idea, Hika Chasus. And the king said, Haman was to Mordechai. So a second later they saw that when they saw Haman coming in, they said, Mebach Mordechai. Till already the king wanted to do something, his biggest enemy is here now. Haman will spoil the whole thing for him. So Hashem made it. Now, you have to know, the Megillah was over 7 years. People that didn't want to be ma'aminim then, even then didn't get the message. But if we work on this message, when Purim will come, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the right tfise, the right anoge, and Be'ez Hashem will be zoichet takeh, la'yehudim o'yisa'oivu v'simcha v'sasim v'yikwa.